Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa. But before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's bite-sized episode,
I'm with Jack's mum-in-law. I didn't realise Tim Curry and Tim Rice were different people. This means I've only just realised that Tim Rice was not in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, so we're back and we are kicking the episode off. The only way to kick an episode off. Jack, start hitting them keys on your piano. Because if you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
If you haven't got one, who do you go to?
No one. You either got them or you've not got them. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Michelle's been in touch.
Ah, how is she?
And Michelle says, boys, this year, me and my partner both had our families round on Christmas Day.
Yep.
As head of food, I wasn't opening my presents at the same time as everybody else. And I only remembered once everyone had gone home.
Oh.
My mum had promised me some new Jo Malone perfume, but it wasn't there. I just assumed that she'd forgotten and thought nothing of it. The next day, my mother-in-law came round and told us how embarrassed she was because she hadn't bought my mum anything. But my mum said that she'd got her some really nice perfume. My mother-in-law had accidentally opened my present. What should I do? Shall I leave it, or shall I tell my mother-in-law that she is wearing my Christmas present?
Well, the husband tells his mum, doesn't he, and says, you've opened Michelle's present, mum. You dozy cow. You better bring it back.
Do you know what? I think for the amusement, you say nothing. And every time you see her, you say, nice smell.
Oh, nice smell.
You smell nice. Where'd you get that? For your own amusement, you say nothing. And you go, oh, you smell lovely. I'd love something like that. So what's she doing? Is she telling her?
She can't. Sorry, Michelle. You can't. You've lost your Christmas present.
I would.
If you don't say it, you must, for your own amusement, make reference to it all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can have a little laugh about it. The awkward laugh.
But if you really want it, I'd just get the son to say, look, mum, bring that round.
Yeah, it does depend how much you want it. But I think, Michelle, I think you've lost it, Michelle.
No, I would. I'd be like, it's my bottle of perfume. Remember, I really like perfume and aftershave, though, Ben.
It's personal to you.
Yeah, it's personal. So I'd be like, no, mate, that's mine.
I'll tell you what the equivalent is. It's your sister getting your creamy.
Yeah.
Your thingy ninja yeah. creamy, and you going, no, that's mine.
Whoa, 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 that's mine.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my ninja creamy. Yeah. Thank you.
But I wouldn't know because I was in the kitchen cooking.
That's the stinger as well, is no one's helped you.
Yeah, is that she's been slaving away whilst they've all opened presents and even opened her own presents.
Ate your dinner, took your present and fucked off.
Yeah. Don't invite them next year, that's my key. Yeah. Form a feud that you don't tell them about for the next 20 years. And if they ask you, you go, you smelt nice for 20 years and I smelt horrible.
It'll be awkward when next year you open your Jo Malone and she goes, oh, I had that last year. It smells lovely.
I've got that. It's shit.
Yes. Do you know what would be great? Is if she went, it's not really, I don't really like the smell. And you're like, oh.
So Ben, it's 2024 and I'm sure we've got lots of people who have written in to tell us what they love, hate and rate about On the Sofa.
Yeah. Right. These are WhatsApp. Remember, it's just messages, all voice notes, no phone calls, 2 a.m. till 4 a.m.
Henry, did anyone ring you on Christmas Day?
No.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's great. Amazing. Well,
okay. So just for the record, Henry said 3 people ringed him Christmas Day.
What are you eating? Hi, Henry. I've got a conundrum.
Shall I give that number, Ben?
Yeah, go. Give it. Go.
But remember, no phone calls.
Yeah, no phone calls, 2 till 4. So, 07-457-404-612. If you're outside the UK, it's +44-7457-404-612! Exclamation mark.
Very good. Right. First one's Rob. Hi, Colson, Jack and Ben, and producer Henry. Shout out for producer Henry, I like it. I've watched Home Alone 2 every year for the past 30 years. It's one of my favourite films of all time. I think it's the only film franchise where the sequel is better than the original. What sequels do you think are better than the originals?
It's not the only
film. I used to say Shrek 2, and then you two disproved that.
Yeah, Shrek 1's better. Home Alone 1's better than number 2, 100%. Rob's lost his mind. Number 2 isn't better than number 1. Number 2 only exists because of number 1.
On Boxing Day, I came downstairs and my dad was watching the last bit of Back to the Future 2 and he'd started watching it at 5:30 because he was up early.
5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, and then he watched Back to the Future 3 that night.
Wow. He was up at 5:30 watching Back to the Future 2.
Back to the Future 3 is not as great.
He watches a movie. If he wakes up early, he watches a full film, yeah.
First one's better than the second one.
Tell you what we watched together. We watched the original Wicker Man, which is very different to how I remember it.
Christopher Lee.
Yeah, very good.
It's not as good as I remember it. I think probably Nick Cage one's better.
Yeah. Okay, Susan, thank you.
Hang on, we haven't answered it, have we? We haven't answered
well,
it
we've
for
just
you.
We've just done two. We said we're shit.
Terminator 2 is better than Terminator 1.
Right.
Aliens is not better than Alien.
They just aren't.
I mean, the only one that's really...
Maybe The Godfather.
Is Godfather 2 and Godfather 1. I mean, they're...
Shrek's a much debatable topic.
No,
I don't think it is.
It is for you, but...
Toy Story 1 is better than Toy Story 2.
Yeah, so thanks, Rob. Susan, thank you, boys, for the mass Zoom. That was so brilliant and just the perfect pick-me-up I needed going into the holidays. Love, heart emoji. We also appreciate all the work you put in for the Patreon fan. That's a satisfied
good.
Customer. That's
yes.
Susan.
Good.
Thank you. Jane Steadman, thank you so much for the live stream. It was really fun to be included since I can't make it to the live shows. Great, Jade. One thing that's been really making me laugh recently is how Jack and Ben will laugh at something and keep laughing and adding comments. And then there's Colson just trying to rein it back to continue with the podcast.
Yeah.
Really makes me giggle.
Yeah.
It does. Thank you again for the live stream. It was also really great to put faces to other Patreon members in the Zoom. Jane Steadman, second AD, love heart emoji.
It's interesting because you would think they work together so much they would know what each other look like.
Other.
Yeah, you would
they work
think
from home.
You just yeah. It is interesting. My friends almost I don't think I'm on this show anymore because the clips that go on the social media, I'm just not in because it's always you two.
You
it's always you two telling gags and it's always me being like, let's get this train back on the tracks.
You are.
Yeah,
and
but
that's your
that's
gig.
That's the job of the anchor.
That's your job. You're the driver.
The you're the fun weather and sport
yeah,
man.
You're Ron
and I'm
Burgundy.
There giving it the... Coming up after the break.
I'm Brick.
Yeah.
Dawn Rivers in Perth, Australia, exclamation mark. Hi guys, Merry Christmas from Perth, Western Australia. Listen to your podcast on Christmas Day and loving it as always. So funny. No pigs in blankets here as my hubby burnt them all on the barbecue. It's 35 degrees here.
Wow.
Too hot for Christmas.
But
that,
being British, still cooking turkey and all the trimmings. Is it Christmas? Is it Christmas at that 8:35?
Well, do you know what? It's not far off here. I mean, it's not even that cold here. 15 degrees over there. Yeah. 15? And you see people wandering around in fucking shorts?
I wore shorts yesterday.
Is it windy up there?
Yeah. It's not cold at all.
I'm not a fan of the storm.
Yeah, there's that hurricane. Yeah,
I'm not a fan of the storms. I think I've been trying to avoid the storms and plan my running around the wind speeds. Because if it's above 25 mile an hour, I'm not going out running, am I?
Well, you are. If you want a quick time, just run with it behind you.
Just run with a tail. One directional.
2 minute mile. I flew most of it. Sarah Hennessy. Hello, lads. It'll be January by the time you get this. So happy new year to you all. Glasses.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Happy new year. It's still December in the real world.
I've listened to you from the off, but this is only my second time of calling. Anyway, I just had to share my Spotify Wrapped stats. I mean, I'm aware I listen a lot, but even now I shocked myself with those numbers. I think I may have issues. Shall have to get myself on Patreon. You will, Sarah. Good, strong name. So this is her Wrapped. She listened for 28,737 minutes.
Jesus.
You're a top 0.5% fan. Wow.
28,000 minutes. Have we done that much?
We must have, but she's listening not even, more than once. She's in the top 0.5%, but she's
not top, top 0.01.
No. 28th, strong work, Sarah. That's strong. That's longer than I think I've ever spoken in my life. 28,000 minutes. Would love you to venture down south for a live show. I haven't been able to make the trip up there for the previous ones, but I'm hoping there'll be others. Looking forward to another year of listening and laughing along with the show. Hope it never stops. So do we, Sarah. But we are planning some shows, aren't we?
I'm pretty confident we can say that in 2024, we will venture out of Manchester.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a world tour. Michelle Young, I'm with Jack's mum-in-law. I didn't realise Tim Curry and Tim Rice were different people. Love the emoji. This means I've only just realised that Tim Rice was not in Rocky Horror Pictures show. That's very good, Michelle. That's good. Oh, here we go. Can't keep a good man down. It's Dave Woolin, head of stats.
Go on.
The Social Network was amazingly your first pick from 2010.
Oh, wow.
Let's just have a cheeky look at what else came out in 2010.
Black Swan. I only know that, don't I? Because...
Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
2010 films. Let's have a look. I'll list a few for us.
The Fighter, I think, maybe.
The Tooth Fairy. Percy Jackson. Never Let Me Go.
What are they?
Remember Me, Submarine, Leap Year,
oh, shit.
Clash of the Titans, All Good Things, 127 Hours.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. Danny Boyle.
Shutter Island,
yeah.
Salt, Inception.
That's good.
Alice in Wonderland, Kick-Ass. I remember Kick-Ass. Grown Ups, Insidious, the original. Eat, Love, Pray. Four Lions.
Oh, there was some stuff.
Well, it's not the most amazing year of films, is it?
King's Speech.
I've just looked through, and from 1970 onwards, you're missing a film from the following years only, with a couple of suggestions in there for you. 70, Airport. 71, The French Connection. 77, Star Wars. 83, Return of the Jedi or Flashdance. 2020, pandemic year, so it's got to either be Tenant or Sonic the Hedgehog.
We're not doing Tenant or Sonic.
Wasn't it Nomad that won the pandemic year?
No, they didn't have it, did they? Oh, no, they did have it.
Do you remember that film, Ben, that you liked and I thought was terrible?
Oh, yeah, I liked that.
I didn't watch
it. Oh, Dak, don't. It's fucking dry as all.
And here's some stats about Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2, 1992. IMDb 6.9. Ben was 7. Coulson 7.5. Jack 9.3. Same as Jurassic Park and Apocalypse Now.
Oof, Jack, you've gone big there.
Because it's your choice, bollocks. 78th, highest overall out of 170 films, just beating Heat and The Goonies. Only three films have been watched from 1992, and it sits in the middle. Reservoir Dogs beat it with 27, but it beat Strictly Ballroom.
Yeah, of course.
It's the lowest rated Joe Pesci film, 10th highest rated that Jack has picked on his own, 5th highest rated Christmas film out of 10 rated, beaten by Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life, Love Actually, and Die Hard.
Yeah, I'd agree with all that.
Love Actually got a bigger rating. Get in.
Yeah, but you absolutely love Love Actually.
Jack, you gave it a 9.6. Pal.
Did I? Can't
get much higher than that.
How are you seeing
no,
all these?
Not on Love Actually. You gave Home Alone a 9.6.
No, 9.3.
Home Alone 2, 9.3.
Oh, well, still, I can't have given Love Actually that much of a different rating compared to what you...
You'd have gone 10.
Yeah, I will have, but it's not a difference of one, is it?
Now, calm down, boys. Go to separate corners. Remember, it's Christmas. And there we go. That's the reviews.
Are we having a top five?
Top five. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different type of one now. Top five moments from this podcast in 2023.
Oh.
Live at the Lowry.
Perfect.
As rebrand.
Yeah, yeah. The death of Sofa Cinema Club.
Yeah.
When we had to film that video of Ben pretending to storm out and me and Jack kept laughing.
Good.
Yeah.
Producer Henry having a baby.
Yeah. Strong.
No, we didn't cover that on podcast.
I know,
but
what we kind of have. I think that's a strong thing for 2023 in the podcast.
Okay.
What else has happened?
What else?
New studio.
New studio is good.
What's very happened content wise? What have we done that's funny? I mean, the best was a thing that got cut for me, but there was a cut when we were talking about Strictly. That's still the best thing ever.
Did that get cut? I thought that went out.
I think Live at the Lowry is probably
Live at the Lowry is number one, isn't it?
Because that was great.
Yeah.
When was that?
May. Was May that? The 21st,
that
I think.
That was strong. That was very good. The live show was good.
New studio was good. That has been a big game changer.
New studio at two, yeah, because it makes the clips look so much better.
So much better.
So much better.
Because we had that blue, didn't we? We had that blue one before.
Three.
The rebrand as new photo shoot. We all look good on the photo shoot. Ben's AI lens.
Yeah.
Yeah, good teeth.
Our white teeth on the photo shoot was
white
impressive.
Teeth.
Five.
Chocolate stiff was big.
Chocolate stiff was big. I think we've laughed more in this series this year than we have in any other year, I think.
We've probably let loose a little bit more, haven't
we? Definitely.
I think it's easier to do that when you seem... I mean, the film chat seems to be more serious, doesn't it, at times?
Yeah.
So as what's happened with this series and with the sort of new rebrand of the show, we've opened the doors to... more randomness, more topics of conversation.
But actually, because of that, I think you're right. The actual film chat has become actually a bit more serious.
That's the sensible bit.
We've done the comedy bit at the thing. So it's probably that in the rebrand's very good. So have we got the top five, do you think, boys?
That's the top five, set in stone. Have you got a would you rather for us before we head off?
Yeah, I have. Now, this could be interesting. Right, ready?
Yep.
Would you rather be able to forget your worst memory or remember your best memory better? Would you rather be able to forget your worst memory or remember your best memory better?
I have a good memory.
I'm not sure I agree with that question, only because if you're remembering your best memory better, surely that's fake, isn't it?
No, it's more like...
be able to remember it better, as in remember
like
it
you remember
like second by second, frame by frame.
Yeah. Okay, like that. So
more
detail
and maybe you just... and that brings the emotion forward. Imagine it's your best memory, but your best memory was when you're six.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, it's a bit fade.
It's weird forgetting things, isn't it? Because some people say that you shouldn't forget things because it's what makes you as a person.
You very rarely forget your worst one, though, do you?
Exactly.
Yeah, and do you think it's good?
But that's what shapes you, exactly like what Cole said. I think those bad memories are character building, aren't they? And it just stands you in good stead moving forward. You learn from them. Do you know what I mean? And it builds
but into... then I guess there are some things that you do wish you could forget, but then is that what shapes you as a person? It's hard, actually.
Yeah, it is. So I think you need to keep hold of all that bad stuff.
So remember the better memory better?
Yeah, I think why not? If you're a little bit fuzzy, if you can't remember what jumper your mum had on that day, remember it a bit better.
I'll go
you
with
do.
You. I'll remember the day Cass Cricket Club became the champions of Yorkshire even better.
You get to live that every day.
Yeah.
I can't remember a best memory. It's probably getting the piano.
And thus starting my singer-songwriter career.
Was your best memory going on stage and shouting some have not?
Why? That was the best. That's the memory I want made better.
Is that what you'd forget? That's what you'd erase.
You'd erase those moments where you go, oh, cringe.
Well, that's all we've got time for on this week's episode of On The Sofa. We're back on Thursday, and on Thursday we're talking all things Ben Price's choice, which is the film Saltburn. If you haven't watched it yet, it's available to watch on Amazon Prime. So go and watch it ahead of Thursday. We'll be catching up with you as we sit down on the sofa, tell you what we've done in the week, and then we talk all things Saltburn. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.